You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody, it's James. This is the Clean Comedy Podcast. And today, we are going solo. And I want to go solo because I want to do monthly updates on what's going on. Remember, if you listen to the 2022 episode with Danny and I, you will know that we made some goals. I made some goals. Danny's been busy doing other real life stuff, not comedy related stuff, but I've been doing things. So I'll go over those six things real quick and we'll talk about it. So number one, write another feature. I actually have my feature going to people and things are happening there. Record an album. I'm working on my album and the stuff for my Dry Bar special at the same time. I actually am in talks with somebody about recording that album. Write a book. The Dry Bar special, I think I mentioned this, that I was going to turn that set into a book, kind of like Dad Is Fat or Your Dad Stole My Rake, those kind of things by like Jim Gaffigan or whatever. As I was reading a book recently called I Shouldn't Even Be Doing This, it's Bob Newhart's book, his autobiography, and he was talking about how things were changing and were going in comedy when he started and stuff. It really made me think like I might actually do two albums this year. One of them being sketches and skits that I write that are like one-sided or two-sided, kind of like the Bob Newhart phone things. I wrote one that I really liked and people got really good feedback, and it was just like the raw, rough, like new version of it. So I might do something like that. Also, if you remember, we had Kevin, who is the radio host, on the podcast, and he did a bunch of those sketches and skits type things. They were really funny and they seemed to do really well. So that's it. The next thing I did was I offered comedy consulting, and actually a couple people took me up on it. I've sent them notes and information and stuff like that. I haven't had any Zoom calls with anybody yet. It's been really early, but I've been doing consulting for other projects, video games, NFTs, a short film, books, whatever, helping punch up scripts again, working with some managers and clients like that, and doing things like that. And then the last one was expanding my blog and my mail list. Now, this one I have failed 100% on in January. January has not been my month for that. I have had, I've been working on so many projects, even including a play with somebody. And like, just, I've been working on so many things that one kind of is the one that I have neglected. The feature, I have started outlining my own feature, but I'm also working on a feature that I might get credit for if it goes well that I've been trying to work on. So you know, that's for me, that's the big part, is what am I doing every day to get better and better and better. And the cool part about it is that it's little things, right? It's, I find that if I go and I like the feature, let's say this is a feature that I go and add a little note on the outline, like, okay, I'm making sure that I'm doing the beat sheets and I'm finding all the pieces. Then I'm like reading over it like, oh man, that's weird. That shouldn't happen there or whatever. And I'm kind of going a little slower, but I'm doing a little every day. So it's not like I'm trying to cram something in and then start on the writing. It's like, okay, if I can do a little bit of the outline of beat sheet this day, and then a little bit of the outline of beat sheet the next day, and a little bit of the outline of the beat sheet the next day, those kind of things, then it can slowly go from there. As for the album, it's really just refining material, working on it. Since I'm going to start teaching stand-up for teens again soon, by the time actually this comes out, I'll be doing that. Then it'll be a little bit harder to do it, but I'll have time to go do sets in front of them and work with them, because we run like a class open mic at the same time. So we do class open mic, give feedback and notes, talk about it. And then I have another thing that I can go do on certain nights and do feedback notes like that. And then I can go do out and do shows and open mics and do that again. So it's just refining it. It's really getting it down to where I can do that half hour. No problem. And that's the tough part, right? Like even when I talk to David Studebaker about it and Paul Moonjean and everyone I know who's done Dry Bar and stuff, they just say it's just repetition. It's just getting it down, knowing what your set is and knowing how to do it and getting it down and going over it again and again and again. And I think Paul Moonjean mentioned in his thing that like he had only done his half hour in blocks of like 15 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. He never did that whole half hour. at one time until he did the dry bar special, which is amazing. That's like mind blowing. So, I mean, that's really cool that he was able to do that. I've been writing new bits and stuff. Dry bar is like, it's at the end of everything. It's kind of like the culmination of all the other stuff. So if I get this feature written, or I get these other projects to go, it takes me up another level to where I get some more eyes on me. Then the next part is recording my own album. So I have it. I'm probably going to do it similar to like, Andrew Schultz, where he did his own, comedy special. I think it was like 531 or 351 or something like that. 531. I want to say it was 351, 531, 551. Sorry about that, Andrew. So it was 551. And he went to like five different clubs, did five different sets and in one night and did it. So it was really cool to watch him, to hear about him doing that and stuff. And it was, I think that's exactly probably what I'll do, something like that, where I'll do 5, 5, 5, you know, like I'll do all the different sets and stuff and put it all together onto an album and stuff. And so he was able to do that really, really well. I like the idea that of doing something like that. I'll either do that one, or I'll go and I'll record it all. I'll rent a room and record it and just give away free tickets, record it for everybody to come and do it, and have a big crowd. So I'll just do the first album and then I'll do giveaways, or I'll do something or whatever. I'll do shout outs on the album, whatever it is and stuff. So something like that. So that's a big one. And then the album will translate into what I'm going to do for not the same as Dry Bar. It may or may not be the same as Dry Bar. Probably won't be, honestly. And then I'll do Dry Bar and the book. And those two will be the same. So the theme of those two will be the same. So probably the album will be something like, you know, jokes I told to strangers or something. I don't know, something weird like that. I know that we always joked about a Luke saying sorry and stuff. So like his album would be something like that, or, you know, things Canadians say, I don't know. But so we'll have to figure out a title and stuff, but the other one's going to be really about me being a dad and stuff. At least Dry Bars, because it's more family oriented. So you want to do that. So I wanted to do an update and say, hey guys, this is what I've been doing. Nailed the feature. That's, you know, working on projects there, writing the album, working on that. I'm probably going to do a 20-25 minute solo album that I do record myself and do. Dry Bar, that's the next one that I'll be doing that at the same time, at the same time as the book. And those, like I said, those will be thematically the same. So as I'm writing the jokes and doing the setup for Dry Bar, I'll be doing the book. So it's actually making it easier, because I'm going over the jokes, I'm putting them in novel, like in a novel format. And so when I'm thinking about it, I'm telling the story, and then I can move those pieces around. Like, hey, this is the opening, how I want to present myself and the road of being a dad. And then how I got there, and then the first years of being a dad, and then the next years of being a dad, and then current times being a dad, and then what I think the future is going to look like, or whatever, and jokes like that, and then go to those kind of things. So, yeah. The reason I wanted to do this, one, to keep myself accountable, because I'm always like, hey, I got to keep myself accountable. But number two is so you guys would look at what you're doing this year and saying, how far have I moved the needle? Like, how far have I kicked the can down the road? Am I just saying I'm going to do something and not doing it? Or am I actually going to go do it? Am I actually moving forward? Am I actually going to grow this year? Or am I kind of being stagnant? And I don't want you to be stagnant, right? That's the whole thing, is this should be like, new year means new stuff, right? You should be working on. So I'm actually feeling slightly overwhelmed with as much as I have, because I have, those are six things for myself, right? That I want to do, six things that I want to do for myself. And then that's on top of the 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 other projects that other people are working with me on. So, you know, it's wild that's how it is. And I'm also super grateful, right? That's the other thing, is I'm so grateful that all of these good things are happening to me, because it's like, I always, there's a quote that says, luck is just preparation. Luck is just preparation. And now I'm going to mess it up, right? Preparation meeting opportunity. See, I should have Googled that sooner. Luck is just preparation meeting opportunity. So what that means is, that, yes, I am very lucky, right? I 100% acknowledge that I am an anomaly when it comes to a lot of things that have happened to me that shouldn't have happened yet, or should not, probably wouldn't happen to most people. But luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. So you guys don't know this, but maybe you do if you've been listening. I started writing comedy and doing comedy in like 2016, 2017, and started there. I was writing jokes and stuff on the side as like a side hustle. I was writing jokes on Twitter before like it got really big, and I was doing stupid stuff like that. And then that got me my first paid writing gig, right? Which for a stand-up comedian. Then I moved on from there to go to do, you know, stand up, and I started producing my own shows because people were like, oh, your stuff is funny. We want to see more clean stuff. And there wasn't a lot of clean stuff in LA. So I was like, okay. So I started producing a clean comedy show that was doing well. But then I started making more friends, and then people were asking me, hey, you wrote for this person, could you write for me? And then that snowballed into, hey, you wrote for this person, you can write jokes. Can you write, add jokes to my script? Do you know how to write a script? Oh yeah, I can do that. So then I started writing a script and writing shorts and writing commercials and writing ads and then script, like TV pilots and full feature screenplays and animated series and whatever. And then it like snowballed NFTs into website copies and joke things and all these other things that I just like, okay, cool. Like I was able to get these things going. This is awesome. And so that's where I am now. And I think if we all look at saying, oh, you're lucky, or that guy's lucky, or whatever, really look at what has happened to them. Are they lucky? Are they like just tripped and fell into it? Or have they been preparing you? Maybe you haven't seen that hustle. You know, maybe you don't know the other 4 or 5 hours. Maybe they're staying up at midnight writing jokes or doing a podcast or writing commercials or whatever they're doing to get ready for that next thing, because that's what I'm going to be. I just got recently referred to a great manager. They're not my manager. They're not going to be my manager, but to work with them, that could lead to other opportunities of management or something else down the road. And so that opportunity is awesome, because the two things that I've already started with them, holy cow. Like listen, I am not that smart. Okay. 100% honesty with you guys, not that smart. I just hustle. And the fact that I've worked this hard and done as much as I've done, it opened that door for me. And now I'm working with two people who are funnier than me and smarter than me. And one of them, I can tell you right now, he is gonna, if you don't know his name yet, maybe at the max 5 years, I don't even think that, maybe 2 years, because it takes time to produce stuff. You'll all know his name and you'll all be like, wow. And you'll love what he's doing, because seriously, I loved it. I from start to finish working on this project so far, the interactions we've had, laughing, and we get along so well. It's like, man, there's like people you meet where you're like, wow, that person and I are like super connected and on the same wavelength, not level, because he's like way up here on that level. But for me, I was like, wow, we're on the same wavelength. We're making each other laugh around this conversation, just laughing and go like, and for comedians, that's a bonding experience, right? When you know that what you say makes another comedian laugh, and that comedian saying things that make you laugh, and you guys are making each other laugh and riffing off each other's stuff and going back and forth, man, that is like, that's one of those things where, man, you just become, you go to a whole nother level. And I can tell you right now, after he and I talked and we just spent time like talking and just boom, 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 throwing stuff out. I have another call with him hopefully this week. And I just like, man, his standup is top notch. And actually what's funny is he has a standup special. I'm not going to say his name on here, cause I'm going to get him on the show too. But he has a stand-up special, and I noticed something in the special, and I texted him and said, hey, I saw this thing. It was funny. Did you notice it? And he's like, what? No. And so he goes back and watched it, and he just texted me like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Like, it's something he never noticed. I'm watching everything, right? I'm watching like stage, because you know, when you're on stage, you don't see everything, but I'm watching all this stuff, and I'm like, oh man, that's funny. And so this is the thing. Make this the year that you're preparing for your opportunity, right? So that when luck does come upon you, luck be a lady, right? Sinatra style. When luck comes upon you, you're 100% prepared. I know that this year is going to be great for me. I'm working hard on all these things. I want to bring more stuff to you guys. I've been reaching out to a ton of big name comedians. I got one. No, right. I reached out to Brian Regan's people, try to get them on. They passed. So if you want to start a hashtag like Brian Regan, go on Clean Comedy Podcast, or hashtag Regan to the comedy, Clean Comedy Podcast. Hey, that'd be awesome. And tag me, or like post stuff on Instagram and tag Clean Comedy Podcast or Brian Regan too. See what happens. I don't know. Maybe we can make it happen. He's one of my favorites. He like really was one of the first people, like comedians of the new era, that made me want to be a comedian. And he's just super funny. But you know, I grew up like Dangerfield and Bob Newhart and stuff like that. That's what I listen to. Bill Cosby, even though, yes, I know. But like, that's the stuff I grew up on. So Eddie Murphy, I think I've watched Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip like a million times. So it's like one of those things where this is the year of preparation. 2022, prepare yourself, right? Be prepared for the opportunities that are going to come to you, because this year people are looking, things are starting to get back to normal. We're going back to normal, right? We're going back to what we were pre-2020. It's going to be awesome, man. I'm telling you, get ready. Go check your goals. That's what I'm going to do every month. Check in with James. It's going to be called the Comedy Goal Updates, January Comedy Goal Updates, February Comedy Goal, all those. So the last episode of every single month is going to be that comedy show update. So let's get this going. Let's be excited. Please. Hey, if you want to, like I said, try to get hashtag Brian Regan, go on Clean Comedy Podcast, or tag him and me on stuff or something. I don't know. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. We can try. I mean, I have a bunch of people, so we're starting there. We'll see what happens. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please like, subscribe. Please go check out the new Instagram, right? It's at the Clean Comedy Podcast on Instagram. We're there. We're putting stuff up every week. We're putting up new things. Check it out. We're putting up the podcast. We're putting up anyone who sponsors. We're putting up stuff that we like. Throwback Thursday. So that's my favorite, is where I'm like going through old photos and old things and old memories. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. And put it up there. So get super excited for that. Probably going to put up one from my 35th birthday, which I'm very excited for, because there's a really famous guy that I've been trying to get again. And hopefully tagging him and getting you guys to retweet and repost or re whatever and reply to him, to get him to come on, make him come on the podcast too. He has been on America's Got Talent. He had a BET comedy special. If you've listened to this podcast at any point in time, you probably already know exactly who it is, but let's get him on the podcast. See if we can. He's awesome. And he's doing MMA now, which is, he's in my world then, you know? So, all right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, please listen to all the ads. I know that they're kind of annoying. I get it. This helps pay for the podcast. So please listen. We appreciate it. We put a lot of work into it. Luke puts in work behind the scenes you guys don't even know about. So thank you so much for listening. Have a good one. Go check on your comedy goals for 2022, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.